Now we're ready. Thank you.
All right, roll call. Sean here. Wilma?
Here.
Stacy?
Go ahead.
Here.
Jason?
Here.
Is Randy there?
She is not. She okay. Let us know that she wasn't well on bed.
Okay, pledge allegiance.
Oh, I had to share.
Salute pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Do I have a motion for approval?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Your name? Will be roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Hi. And Randy's absent. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion on any of the items? Okay. Will be roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Randy absent. Any public comments?
I have something to share.
Hey, that'd be great.
I would like to introduce Ms. Jen Rochow. She is our receptionist extraordinaire here at Tungsten Beacon. She's joining so she can see what it's all about.
Welcome.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Reports. Board members.
Okay, which one are we doing?
Did I miss one?
No. Okay. So I went to the Brown Act training that they had at the
Lassen County office.
Lassen County office. Yeah, and I just brought two handouts that they had there. So there were a couple of them. So yeah.
So
pizza and salad.
So you haven't had Brown Act training.
What's recently?
You're supposed to have an
annual. Well, not much has changed other than the
what did the change? Zooming, do you recall what changed?
The Zooming story.
The thing that I didn't realize was that all of the stuff that was infected for COVID meetings and everything goes through February 2024.
Okay.
It's in here. I know. And I thought it was done. So basically the thing that I thought applied to us the most was, you know, how we've talked before, if somebody's driving in their car or if they're calling in from home, planning on it, we don't actually have to list those locations on the agenda for a meeting because those rules of COVID still apply.
And I'll dig back in, but there's other rule. If you follow that rule, then there's other rules that apply that make it more difficult for us.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, that was
trying to, I was trying to follow the rules just for regular Zooming, not COVID Zooming.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought the wagon wheeling was interesting.
The wagon wheeling.
Daisy, yeah, that's where.
Daisy chain.
Basically Daisy the same chain. Story. Okay. You talk to another board member, and then that board member
it's good talks that you know
to
that,
the other board member, and then, well, I just thought it was interesting.
It is.
And I've seen a bunch of questions up on that. Not mine, so yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrific.
And we can all be together. We just can't talk about business, but public perception is everything. So if we're kind of in a little huddle at the fair, somebody might say something. So, you know, just little stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you think, are you going to read through that slide deck and we'll count it good?
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Can I get that sent to me?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
You can have it. Okay, I kept mine.
I'll scan it and get it to you, okay?
Perfect, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, the only thing I had was, what is it called, concessions. They asked if it was possible to get a card machine. Because a lot of people come when we have our own games over there with cards and you have to turn them away.
When we're where?
Sessions at the
sessions, yeah.
Like the basketball games.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
What are we selling? I'm sorry, I'm confused.
It's like the snack bar at the basketball game.
Right. But that's not
have to use.
So are we talking middle school?
Yeah, so middle school, they do a little concession stand during the game as a fundraiser
okay.
for their sports fund.
With no ability to use a card.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. So just can't show
them. That was a question asked to me.
I've been asked
that. Is there an ATM question. Machine at that little?
I said that's an odd question. Room? I thought there was.
Yeah, except for that, like, us have to be connected to our account because we don't have a PTSA.
PSA?
Yeah.
Okay. If we had a PTSA.
Right. So you could form one. Right?
But as of right now, we have to be connected.
I've tried because I'm a believer in PTA.
Well, I might know some people that are interested.
Okay, good.
Well, is that middle school story? Is that a fundraiser for us? Or yes. Is that for the boosters?
So it's not at the high school. I mean, they play the at the high school, but it's our middle school.
It's the middle school.
I should get better prepared for class.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, I'll look
into okay, I'm just going to be on the owl thingy. Instead of...
That works.
And I will jump in and make myself known.
We're hearing you loud and clear.
So my picture's still there, so I don't know why.
Okay. Oh, it'll probably let go at some point.
Okay. We're going to go to item B, executive director.
Oh, so I submitted a report to you in writing. I don't know if you have any questions. It was part of the packet.
I got the agenda and I got the tree trim.
Oh, that was less. This was earlier. So I think I talked about audit just in preparation of what's on the agenda. You know, our enrollment's kind of holding steady. We've had a little bump and we are required to have a single federal audit this year because the money we're taking from the federal government we've always had Title I funds that we get from the federal government, and there's some grants that come through, but never exceeding $750,000 in a year. With the loans from USDA, it puts us over. So for this year only, we have to do a more expensive, more involved audit. Okay.
Good enough. Are we ready for finance report?
We are not. We let them know that you only wanted reports during the interim budgets.
Okay. EMS is here?
They are.
Submitted in writing. Are there any questions? Okay, we'll move on. Information items.
Can I ask a question? Are we going to have an opportunity without EdTech or DMS on the call to discuss what we want to do?
I would like that opportunity.
When it is time for that agenda item, here, let me speak for you, okay? At the time of that agenda item, we absolutely can involve them in conversation.
No, I don't want them to be involved in conversation. I would like to talk about your director report, and I see that
you know,
but I don't want to necessarily do that with them on the call.
Well, they can be here and they will be here, so go for it.
Okay. Well, that makes it a little awkward.
I'm sorry, and I want you to know that I am not awkward on this. I've had good conversations with both organizations that are very absolutely honest, so... Anything you want to ask me about.
Okay, so what does Elle feel about this? Because she has to work with them most of all. So I would like her opinion.
So you want me to speak?
Yeah.
So my take is the payroll and AP that I work with, Jenna and Shannon, they're on point. So they're great to work with. It's beyond that. It makes it difficult. So like if, for instance, Shannon was out and we had two instances where we had checks that they got returned from our vendors because somebody missed a step. So that happened two times, like within 2 weeks. So we had a handful of vendors that their payment got returned because a step was missed. And so that's most recently. some of the issues.
So you did you read the report? Like, do you agree with Sherry's recommendation?
I do.
Thank you. Because after the reports last week, when they, or last time when they gave their presentations, I would come to the same agreement or the same thing.
Thanks, Stacy.
Yeah.
Okay, item 7A, spurs rates, projected increases.
So I included that in the packet. I just wanted you to see, it's always shocking to me how high STIRS is going, and it's just continuing the climb. So just a notification, it's gonna keep going up.
Okay, item B.
So if you had approved our applying for a classified staff member credentialing grant, and it has been conditionally approved, they are asking me for a couple points of clarification, but that's kind of exciting. What that will do is any classified staff member who is at the point of like their last 2 years of their bachelor's degree, or at a point of getting a credential, going through a credentialing program, we are given up to $4,000 a year for them to pay for their school, books, supplies, all that kind of stuff. I think it goes for 4 years. So if we can tag anybody in that boat, we can really support them. So that's pretty exciting.
Item C.
Additional targeted support and improvement status. I was shocked to learn that the state has given us this status because of our scores at Long Valley. It's not been assigned to Thompson Peak, but Long Valley's scores landed us here. It is, if you consider all the things that they can give you a status for, this is the least impactful as far as the state's concerned. We get no money. We have to come up with a plan and work out a plan, and they'll check back in with us in 2 years and make sure we've made improvement.
Can you say scores, math and English?
Yeah.
No, so surprise. It's just kind of like telling you that you're in this that you're in this improvement status. So they're just telling you that you're there, but you don't have to do anything for it.
We have to. They're going to monitor us.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we don't get people assigned to us from the county office, like people in a higher state of distress. But we will be monitored, and we need to show growth. And one of the items on today's agenda is to bring in a person to help us with intervention. And it really is based on that reason, to pull somebody in to really make more effort.
Perfect.
Okay. Action items 8A. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of enrollment periods for 23-24 school year. Do I have a motion?
I make motion.
A second.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, roll call, Sean. Aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Randy absent. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of allowing use of remaining COVID-19 leave through 6/30/23. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
So what does this really mean, Sherry?
So the law said this is over as of December 31, 2022. We have a number of employees that have not used that COVID leave, and we're asking to please let us continue using the COVID leave. And our attorney recommended we do that through the rest of this school year.
So if they get COVID, they have this leave.
And they haven't used up their leave. They could still use some of their leave.
Okay.
And it does require, it does, Elle reminded me, they have to show proof of the test, the positive test, and then they have to test again at day 5. And they're required to do both those things in order to qualify for those monies.
Any other questions or statements? Okay, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Randy's absent. Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of intervention coordinator position. Do we have a motion?
All motion.
Do I have a second? I'll second. Any discussion?
Little discussion. Is this a position that's possibly like Philip Aguirre's over there in Burlong, or what position?
I have no idea who that is.
Way well, they call him the mall cop or whatever. He's like the high school guy over there. He's kind of tries to keep the peace or whatever. What kind of position is
this? This is a person who I actually have under a 2-week contractor's agreement to do intervention. I wanted her to meet Misty and Whitney and see what they could come together with. And they are proposing to do a 45-minute-a-day, 4-day-a-week intervention session where kids are broken up into small groups. Every para, every teacher, everyone gets a group to work with specific lessons. And this gal is pulling those lessons and helping the teachers with what those groups are.
Is so she local?
Improving the math and ELA.
Ah, okay.
She is not local.
Okay.
But she's coming up tomorrow.
Oh, good.
She's in Roseville, so she'll come up every other week is the arrangement at this point. And she'll start here on this campus and then expand out to the 2 independent study groups.
Okay. Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Randy's absent. Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of back office provider agreement. So if you're going to make a motion, you have to pick one or the other.
Right. Thank you.
I motion to take EdTech as our back service provider.
Okay, is there a second?
Well, I just wanted to.
We can't discuss until we get a
motion. You can put it there and then the group.
Well, I'll second it, but yeah.
Okay, Jason seconds, and then we'll have discussion.
Okay. I've read a little bit about it. I was just wondering, they're a little bit more money. We've been working with DMS, their payroll all included, so it makes that whole story a little bit easier. They don't outsource the payroll. But I'm just wondering how we even got to this position to begin with. Is it a competition bid every couple of years that we have to do? Or
no, we don't have to do it.
Okay.
So after 7 years, and I'm transitioning out, right? We're going to succession plan to have retirement in a couple of years. And so the number one thing, not even talking about payroll or accounts payable or any of that, is the financial advisement. Okay. The looking at our numbers, giving us advice on what we should or could be doing, the reporting, the budgeting, all those pieces that go with it. Since there has been turnover, 7 years, I think I'm on my 5th person that I'm working with, the finance representative. And I have shared with them, this one has left me in a really bad way. There's been some major errors or misses. And I'm thinking about our future folk. I'm on it enough, but even not even enough for some of the errors that have happened. And I'm really concerned for future.
Okay. And I think they're $1,000 more.
They are.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted a little bit of clarity. I wasn't sure how we even got into this position.
That's how we got in the position.
Gotcha.
I've noticed that I've been on the board, I don't know, a year and a half, and I have been sorely disappointed in having to have revised numbers or, you know, things like that. So even though they're more money, EdTech is more money, I think it might be well worth it to change.
Well, the turnover rate alone, now we're getting familiar with another person.
Well, and that person has to get absolutely familiar with us.
Yes.
Because every school operates differently or has different requirements. So.
And is 2 years the minimum? Or could we go for?
We could go. Years. 2 years is what they propose. Okay. Both companies proposed a 2 years agreement.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we do go with a new company, we don't want to go more than 2 years to begin with anyway.
I agree.
You got to take them for a test drive before you buy
absolutely.
A car.
Absolutely. But you crawl them back to another company.
That's what makes it kind of weird. We're all on a Zoom. Let's just say it doesn't work out in 2 years. And then, you know, I get it. Just makes it. Everybody watching it just makes it weird. That's why
okay. That's why
Stacy wanted to talk kind of separate, and I kind of built the same way.
Carrie is aware. The conversation I had with her CEO, where we talked about all of this, just very clearly. So she's here in case we have you guys have a question and maybe want to not take my recommendation. She's here so that she can answer questions for you.
Was the CEO that gave the presentation last time?
Excuse me?
Last board meeting? Or was it?
Joanne, the CEO, gave the presentation the last time.
Since we're discussing, I appreciated everything she said. It sounded really good. But I was waiting for, we're going to put one person on you, and we're going to promise this person's going to stay. But everything else sounded wonderful to me.
And I don't think no one has that control is the truth, right?
Well, they had people that had been there for years. Mm-hmm. And they could maybe. And I don't know Mr. Fleming or Ed Jackson.
Well, I have been talking to Bryce. I'm aware of him and I've met him lots of times and had conversation. And our closest charter school, Plymouth Charter School, has used EdTech for at least 10 years. And, you know, so I've been aware of what they provide and their satisfaction with that.
Good deal. That was good.
And at the point we needed to move 7 years ago, we became really disenchanted with that company. And really, when we came onto DMS, they took us under their wings and really took good care of us. We got great service, had great representatives. And if that was still the case, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
No. Any other discussion amongst the board?
We made a motion for a tech, right?
We did.
Okay, roll call. Sean? Aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Andy's absent. Motion passes.
Thanks for being here, Carrie.
And she'll finish up. They'll finish up the year, right?
Yes. Yeah. And they've worked together before, you know, transition. So.
Okay. I hated that item.
I know.
Well, was it?
Not because they were here. I just hate it.
So this is another one where we need to specify.
Yes.
Is this Zamora's?
Mm-hmm. And I have some questions on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big gap.
Okay. Item E, discussion and possible action regarding approval of tree services proposal. Do I have a motion for
that? I think I motion.
For which one?
E.
Which
contractor? I'm sorry. Oh, I just made a motion for discussion.
Where did this come from? Wasn't Zamora way less than 10 grand?
This was one estimate. The other estimate came in separate.
$3,500. I didn't see that one.
Okay. That was the one, the 10,000 was in the board pack. The 3,500 one came in the day I had already sent the board pack. So I sent it separate.
So it came separate.
3,500 to 10 grand is a big difference.
So who did you make the motion for?
I'm not going to go.
Well, 30,
I want to hear 30. More discussion first. I'm sorry.
Are we getting the same amount of stuff?
So let's start with a motion.
Okay.
And then we can make a motion for one of the companies and we can then.
Okay. I will make a motion for MW Tree Service, even though that it's more. If we get a second, we can get some discussion.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Now we can discuss.
Okay.
Wow. I seen the $3,500 bid. This is 10 grand. What's the difference? Same.
Do we know?
I cannot tell you what the difference is because they both came and they both
know. You walked them around.
The same exact thing and what needed to be done. They both of them have the same thing And so M&W did remove two trees for us earlier because they were dangerous. Mm-hmm. And so they gave one. And then Zamora came last week to do a walk around. And Zamora did recommend removing more of the trees than M&W. M&W just felt that he could probably trim them all. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the work scope is trimming the perimeter trees, and then Zamora feels that there's three or four, I think he said, that are pretty dead that need to come out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was going to take those out, trim the others, mm-hmm. and this quote was just to trim all of them. He felt he could do it. Yeah, trim it all.
Did they actually take the trees out of here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Zamora as well. They did my house, and they're great at cleanups. So.
Yeah. No, both of them do.
Yeah, it says full cleanup of limbs and debris. And
not clean. Okay, I didn't know that.
So I'm going to be honest with you. When Zamora sent there, I was like, I thought there was a digit missing, and I called him. And he said, no, that's what it would be.
Well, I don't like to do it anymore.
Okay, so. So is there a Sean, why did you go with M&W?
Because the first bid? A low bid like that, it scares me being in the construction world, to be honest.
No, and I worked in the construction world, and I was like, I know Zamora has a good reputation, but I don't want us to get what we pay for.
That's fine. I just threw it out there to get it going.
Yeah, he just threw anybody to get the stuff.
I mean, and I guess I don't want to pay $3,500 and it not be as good a job, or I don't know actually what the right choice is. Well,
even if we pay $3,500, they could come back three times and continue on and still be less than this one.
Well, that, and I've never these guys, but I've heard good word about Zamora. You said you've been at your house too, right? Yeah,
I've heard of these. Is it the same number of trees on both quotes?
This one doesn't have a number on it.
Yeah, the other
one
did. Well, they both walked the perimeter, so one counted the trees and one didn't.
Okay,
so,
which one did not?
Trees.
Wow,
we just came out.
You seen that charter word? You thought we had money? Okay. Well, we have one.
Jared, did you see something on there that you wanted to point out?
So on the MW tree service estimate, it says we're going to trim 20 trees for $500 per tree. On the Zamora estimate, it says 34 trees, removing four of them. So that is a significant difference if actually 30 trees need to be trimmed with a few removed. And then are they going to be like, oh, actually we underestimated, like, because that's a significant, that's 10, 14 different trees.
What was your count, Kelly?
I didn't count them.
Because
the perimeter, like there is, you guys, there is a very large amount of trees, and you have to understand they probably haven't been trimmed or taken care of for 25 years or more, so they're in bad shape.
Right.
But they both walked it and they both seen the same exact job, so.
Well, it's a written estimate on 34 trees.
For one, the other one's four to 20.
20.
Right. And four of those trees are getting removed and the other 30 are getting trimmed, right? Mm-hmm. On the estimate.
No.
Okay.
All right. Point of order. We're going to go for a vote. I'm going to vote no. Wilma?
No.
Stacy?
No.
Jason?
This is no on NWS, right?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. No.
Randy's absent. The motion fails. Do I have another motion?
I motion for Zamora.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Who made the motion?
Jason.
Thank you.
And do we have discussion? Or are we good? All right.
I think we discussed.
Roll call. Sean, yes. Wilma?
Yes.
Stacy?
Yes.
Jason?
Yes.
Randy's absent. Motion passes. That was item E. Item F, discussion of possible action regarding approval of audit engagement for 22-23. Do I have a motion?
All motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion?
This is the item we pretty much just talked about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have a chance.
Is this the only, I mean, we've only used him or is this, or this company, is this, do you just feel comfortable with them, Sherry, or did we not get other engagements? Or did we not put out for more, I guess?
We didn't put it out for any other bids.
Okay.
We're very comfortable with this company. We had used them for 6 years. Then we had to have 1 year away from them. Now we're on our next six. But if he actually gets a second CPA, we could go longer with them. And they know our systems. So
okay.
Much easier and quicker. And
okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Randy asks, the motion passes. We're going to take a 2-minute break and go into closed session.
Okay.
Oh, this is where we check out.
Yes.
Yeah, we're out.
Uh-oh.
Just when we know we're
bye, Bryce. Okay, so I can put you guys. So I don't have to worry about a breakout room because you're going to put
at least 7 minutes.
Are you talking to us, Sherry?
But I'm going home. So you guys,
wait, I'm going home
now.
Oh, we don't have you on Zoom.
We can hold on. Let me pull up Zoom real quick. I need you to sign in, Sherry, or Stephanie.
Be a long one.
Do you want to
not that?
No, I have to put all the cables and stuff away.
We can do that in a month.
No, we can't. Not with our little friend who needs
to before I sign out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's still got it.
Sure. Sherry, will you put us in the breakout room?
I'm going to do that, Jared.
Right, everybody. Yeah. Let me out of here.
See you guys.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Oh, no, not the boot.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I just had a pretty matching one before and nobody noticed it. This one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Is that fine?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Jared, did you get an invite? Oh, okay. Good.
Okay.
You're by yourself now.
I am by myself.
Okay. I forgot who the lady in the white vest is. It was you.
Well, he's the white vest. You have to check out.
I must be good.
I don't know why it's so.
You want to get to close that one? Why we're going?
6:19 closed session.
Stop recording.
Do we need a moment to go in? I don't know.
We should have one.